Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night, 9/16/2021. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's just going to be very, very, very troubling because I'll tell you. Oh, let's give us our good news tonight. This is the ironic news. In all the stuff happening with Red China Joe tripling down on the jabs and the forced vaccines and all the stuff and $5 trillion and got to raise the taxes so the taxes are higher than Red China. So then all the jobs and all the corporations go back to China again. Got to shut down all of the oil and gas production in the United States and the pipelines so that then Russia, who's now aligned and has a treaty with Iran, as well as Saudi Arabia, because Red China Joe pulled the nukes out of the Saudi Arabian desert, allegedly. Don't you know? Well, anyway, guess what? You should be so happy. Bull Durham came out of the bullpen. Bull Durham came out of the bullpen, and he's gonna file charges against some Democratic lawyer from 2016, you see, who said that Trump was tied to the Russians, and there was no proof of that, and he lied to the FBI. Oh, boy, Bull Durham is really going to do some good, you know? He's really going to be there. But this is the idiocy of these people. They think, oh, we'll give a little something to the Trump people. But what they're trying to do, the same people that are bringing him out for a little niblet for you are the same ones that are still pushing, quote-unquote, QAnon and trust the plan and all the stuff, which from the very beginning I said that. All right? Very beginning I said when I saw that they did not arrest Hillary and all of the people by Thanksgiving of that very first year that stuff came out, then I knew that that was a false scenario. So the same thing is there, and they're trying to entice you to go to the Capitol building to fight for the January 6th people. You know, I'm going to tell you what, anybody who goes to that is dumber than crap, because I'll tell you, it sounds good, but the very same people are trying to entrap you, and they will, at that thing, they will try to do with the mind control and MK Ultra subject, or two or three, plus their agent provocateurs, who the last time got people from allegedly Oath Keeper and allegedly the Proud Boys involved. It came out that basically they tried to manipulate and steer people into something beyond what it was. And it's just like always, the FBI always goes and gets somebody to cook up the bomb plot to blow this or that or the other. And then it turns out that they come in and rush in to save it. Just like the fake deal with all the militia against the governor of Michigan. And prior to that, years ago, another Michigan militia deal and all these things. And then you go into the ghetto on the East Coast and you turn them into Muslim hardliner terrorists and all this crap. You know, I'm going to tell you, it's just beyond belief. But I'm going to say this. I do not at this point in time think that there's going to be a solution, save the solution that will be provided eventually when Lord Jesus returns. I think that you could see, if you really wanted to, the fact that the midterm elections could just as easily go a landslide for the Democrats, you see. Because if we know what happened in California to a certain degree, when some Republican voters went to their precinct to vote, they said, well, you've already voted. That means somebody harvested a ballot in their name, voted it for the Joe Biden, for the Red China Joe candidate, Gavin the Gay Blade Newsom, you see. Oh, he's so handsome in his hair. is so curly, you know. It's just wavy. This thing is about put a fork in it, it's done. Now, what does that mean? That doesn't mean you give up, but that also means that the percentages are not going to the side that you think they will. And that if you're not preparing for the total reverse of what you would want to see happen, or that people are still telling you, trust the plan. Trump is going to come and they're going to be, you know, and all of this stuff. You had better bet on what Lord Jesus told you. And we're already in the beginning of sorrows. Matthew 24, Luke 21. And now we got to see in what Luke 21 is about, don't we? Because that's the one that talks a little bit more, you know, about what's going to happen here. Let's see. Let me just read this. Verse 10, Luke 21, and nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places. Oh, like the, you know, how many years ago, Brother Quayle and I talked about the Cumbre Vieja in La Palma, Canaries. And then out from that on the Atlantic shelf, trying to start trouble out there with quakes. And all of the earthquake weaponry, the harps, the ionospheric heaters that can do bank shots off the ionosphere and pop down and strike with great force. There's other things, too. There's smaller things that can use frequencies to tickle and load the fault lines. And then because of the frequency, the resonance of it, and it sort of, as the pulse goes down, it can create and expand out and cause similar things. But the fact is, they also use water to try to flush into any fault lines to create a scenario to where the water greases it all up, and then you pop it, and buddy, ladies and gentlemen, then you got something bad. Well, anyway, I'm going to say it one more time because I know that Hal Turner and others have brought this out recently, but I'm going to tell you, Brother Steve Quayle and I talked about this years ago, 17 years ago I talked about Cumbre Vieja shell. Steve talked about it earlier than that. And then the studies that I remember was a Swiss study, and basically it said that wave that would create it when the shelf or a large portion of the island dropped off after a major eruption of Cumbre Vieja volcano, which there's hundreds and hundreds of quakes and swarms of quakes happening there, whether they're caused naturally, see, or whether they're caused by thumper weapons, by earthquake weapons, by harp type weapons, by Russian Sura, or Biden could be doing it with our harp, or any of the other 71 additional harp-like or atmospheric, ionospheric heating devices, scalar weapon generators, etc., whatever you want to call them, Tesla cannons, whatever, that you could then say that possible the United States, as Brother Quayle found, controlled 72 of them that corresponded worldwide, apparently, to the 72 goetic demons. So consequently, you can create the quakes. There was a treaty between the United States and Russia. This was discussed back in the 90s, okay, where they were trying to say, hey, let's not use the, you know, the Russian stuff to create the weather, you know, the woodpecker, as they called it, generated a giant column of RF energy, which then steered the jet stream down and gave us in the, I remember back in the 70s, we had two winters, 76, 77, and then later on, about 82, as I recall, somewhere in there, where they had the first year, I think it was like snow was like, I remember snowdrifts in Illinois that were 15 feet high along the side of the roads. And I can remember shoveling at my parents' house, I can remember shoveling for the old man as he took his tractor and pushed it down. I shoveled it up in the piles, and the piles in front of the house were 7-8 feet high. And then I also remember at that time there was an ice storm and all that. And then in 77, it seems like it got down to like temperatures of, you know, actual temperatures of 20, 30 below in the Midwest. And then as I recall back then that it even snowed in the Florida Keys. And then the orange groves and stuff down there, they had to put all the smudge pots out. They lost a lot of citrus crops. But all that stuff was generated by the woodpecker. So all of this stuff was designed in a treaty. Look up a treaty between Russia or the Soviet Union, United States, weather weapons, earthquake weapon treaty, and see what you find. And, you know, because I'll tell you, more and more and more, we've been at this for 20, you know, I've been doing what I've been doing in certain ways, not on air, but in certain ways, and trying to wake people up or warn them and do stuff since about 1972. So I've been in it a while. So anyway, earthquakes in diverse places, and on the East Coast we had one. And then all kind of places. The other day, down in the New Madrid Fault area, in Bloomfield, Missouri, and there's just all kind of neat little quakes going on at certain key places. And famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. Okay. Are we having any famines? Well, I tell you, there's 9,000 people walked across the border into the Del Rio sector under the bridge. The Border Patrol didn't put them there. They just walked in ready to be processed and so they can be put out into the United States. They do not test them for COVID. They do not test them for anything. And they do not treat them. And there's under no obligation to have a forced vaccine on them. Oh, they say... There is, the trick was, they said it in the little press conference, the fire witch, Hacky Sacky, the red fire witch of the Game of Thrones, she said something, well, if they apply for a thing, and blah, 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 then they have to be vaccinated. But it doesn't apply to illegal aliens or migrants or whatever you want to call them. They're illegal aliens coming across the border from hundreds of countries across the world coming through that border that Trump had basically locked down and stopped with the walls and good patrols and the stay in Mexico policies. And they're just going to be put in. And there's been, in August, 208,000 plus. It's like taking, what are they, I guess the example they gave was the size of Birmingham, Alabama, 208 or 210,000, whatever. The metro is probably bigger there, but let's just say the city, 208,000. Putting in August a brand new Birmingham, Alabama city on the map that you're going to pay for, and then they're going to get housing. They're going to get a SNAP card for free food. They're going to get medical treatment and wherever, and they're going to get free school and all the whole nine yards. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, they're not going to pay them $15 an hour. They're going to take the jobs that are available, and there's more jobs available for work right now than there's been in 20, 30 years. But nobody can take the deals, and if you don't have a vaccine, then you can't go to work, and they're going to throw everybody out. They're going to take the best engineers, the best truck drivers, the best RNs, the best doctors, the best, astrophysicists. I heard a case of of one where somebody's in the Social Security Administration. And in the Social Security Administration, they got a real good job. They've been there for years. They don't want to take the vaccine. But if they don't take the vaccine, they're going to lose their pension and lose a good paying job. And they're not Beijing oriented. They just have been there for years and they would like to retire just like everybody else. and top engineers. I'm talking about the cream of the crop. And they're willing maybe to sacrifice them, you see? And then you can't get any food because the trucks don't run. And even the better quality, even the higher priced grocery stores are starting to get holes in the shelves now. Walmart and all the discounters have had problem putting stuff on the shelves, and now it's starting to get there. And then in August alone, just in that month, overall food went up 5.7% approximately. Not annually, but that month. So if your stuff is going up 5 to 6% a month, and you had 12 months, let's just say it goes up 5. That's 60% annually. It actually would be more because you're going to add on, and it's going to be an effect where you add on to everything because the price of gasoline still goes up and the price to pay to get a truck driver goes up, all right? Taxes are going up because Biden is going to increase the taxes. Oh, well, you don't have to pay if you didn't make $400,000. Oh, well, let's say you got 20% inflation or 12% inflation annually. Is that a tax? Damn right it is. So this stuff, I've seen it from the 70s in Peanuts Carter years and on to the first part of Reagan and all of that. And I'm going to tell you something. I think it's put a fork in and it's about done. And the people, there is a hardness of stuff that if you think you're going to win these elections, I don't see it. I think they'll just steal them all again. They've got all the ducks lined up in a row. They got all the computers lined up in a row. They got the doctors, a lot of them. They got a lot of the, they don't have the nurses so much. They don't have the military so much, but a lot of military have got, let's say you got in 10, 12 years and you'd like, and you've been through, you know, three tours in the sandbox or in the mountains of Afghanistan and you'd like to complete it on out and get 20, you know, or something, or you got 15 or, and you can't really retire or get there. And if you don't take the shot, then you're probably going to get a dishonorable discharge for insubordination or refusing orders or some kind of crap like that. Well, I'm going to tell you, I foresee what's going to go on. I also heard from dentists that are real good, that were worked real hard during the even the year or two of the COVID here. Out east, top of the line people, quality people. And now they're having to retire and get out of there because they see there's not going to be any flex whatsoever, okay? They've got to get, and people, you know, all this stuff is so complicated and everybody throws out the first things we had. But I'm going to tell you, I've tried to make it simple when I talk to people now. I said the very first thing is, if these vaccines are so good and so safe, then why hasn't the CEO of Pfizer, Mr. Bourla, B-O-U-R-L-A, and his top staff and top executives, why have they not taken the vaccine? Secondly, this vaccine, the Pfizer and the Moderna, allegedly, according to industry analyst Kingston is her name, she looked it all up and looked at all the stuff and went through all their documents, their patent filings, all their things. And in the Pfizer, let's just take Pfizer because she used to work for Pfizer before she became an industry analyst. And she said that the Pfizer vaccine, at least, let me just talk about that, that it allegedly has pegylated lipids, P-E-G-Y, pegylated, L-A-T-E-D, pegylated lipids, and that is a graphene oxide, which is a poison. So I say to people, what about Bourla? And secondarily, the vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, I know probably Moderna, has pegylated lipids inside of it, which is graphene oxide, which moves throughout the body, and it goes to all the different organs, and that is a poison. And then it also, that spike ball, which are the pegylated lipids inside, can hold a bioelectric charge. And if that charge turns to the positive, then that can turn on the graphene oxide, and it will then start to annihilate the tissue of wherever it's at in the body, wherever it's deposited, annihilate the tissue in a massive cytokine storm. And then so I then say, why should I take that when in India hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people were successfully treated with ivermectin? In the initial study in Australia, which has probably been outlawed by now because Australia has gone full-blown communist China or Nazi or whatever. But Dr. Thomas Barodi in Australia treated thousands of people with ivermectin, and I believe he was using as a secondary to pick up secondary infections a doxycycline. We also know that the hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak and the zinc and the vitamin D3 to help push the zinc into the cellular structures, that particular regimen, and throw in some vitamin C, that particular regimen will also get rid of or take care of or help people to fight off the COVID. Which, who knows what the COVID is? It's this one this day, this one's the other day. And then the test, the jab up the nose test, allegedly the CRP test, which they say, the people who invented the test say, you shouldn't be using it to test for COVID because all you're really testing for is one or two particles of a cold virus or of a flu or something like that. So you get all the false positives. Whambo, then they put you in the hospital. You know, they probably put you on a something to slow your breathing down a little bit, you know, and to mellow you out so you don't fight them. And then wham, they throw that tube down your throat, bust up your larynx and all your crap, and then try to kill you. And then they get the big paycheck. This thing is about done. I'm going to tell you what, maybe I'm just a good old rebel, you know. Maybe I'm just a good old rebel. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm just a good old Revolutionary War man, you know, because I had family in that war. And they were certainly not on the British side. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going to get away from us. And when it does, a lot of people are going to get caught watching the paint dry. So you need to be preparing now. Now, here's what I'm going to tell out there. I'm going to say this to doctors and to dentists and to RNs and nurse practitioners, LPNs, whatever it is that you do, optometrists, ophthalmologists, proctologists, I don't care. But you're going to have to start before you get busted out of a system or before you get to the place where you're no longer going to want to do the things that the government is going to tell you to do to people. When you're on your ninth booster shot and you've got the Z variant, you know, and then after that, then pop, there goes Ebola pox with a 90% kill ratio, courtesy of the Australian pharmaceutical hierarchy, allegedly. Or perhaps little Lord Fauci, Roy, little demon Fauci, okay? Demon Fauci. Fauci is a demon. Arrest Fauci, because Fauci not only funded the SARS virus, but he also funded the COVID-19, and he also funded, allegedly, MERS virus, is more deadly. He's been supplying the stuff for the New World Order, gain of function. Now, isn't it funny that 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, that was all on the TV, and Rand Paul was exactly correct, and they had the documentation from the Freedom of Information Act catching with the smoking gun, catching Fauci, having funded to create the COVID-19 in the Wuhan and give it to people in this country, who then took it to the Wuhan lab that Fauci is responsible for these pandemics, and that it's Fauci and his research money and those doctors that allegedly were given the money, that they are the ones that really are responsible for killing 660,000 Americans. They ought to be arrested, and they ought to string them from a light pole, you know, up there in New York City, all right, or D.C., and they ought to put a sign on them. He killed 660,000 people with his gain-of-function research. Demon Fauci, working for the higher-ups of the New World Order. And then you got a president allegedly receiving through his son $1.45 billion. That's just the first bribe from the Red Chinese. And that's before he was president. That's when he was vice president. And now we got little pink jockstrap Millie, pink jockstrap Red China Millie, who's gonna, by golly, I'm the one who's in the charge of the nuclear weapons and the footballs. We're not gonna let Trump do anything. And then he calls, and yeah, he probably, somebody was aware that he called one of the Lee family, General Lee, okay, L.I., all right? And he says, General Lee, hey, look, man, if we're going to attack you, I'll give you a call and let you know. That's treason, Millie. Step down or be fired, or what you should go is you go to court-martial. Go to court-martial and you ought to try out a stockade, you know? Put you on the bad side of Leavenworth, you know what I'm saying? Maybe put you down in the hold of the ship down there in the Carolinas, in the Charleston Harbor, all right? See how you like the brig or the stockade, because you are a traitorous son of a buck. And Austin, you probably are a half hybrid from what we're being told. Well, I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, the Red Chinese are running Biden's show, okay? But above them are the Luciferians of the New World Order, of the banking, of religious groups, of corporations, secret other groups like the High Masonic, the Bilderberg, the Trilateral Commissions, and all the stuff. And the Death's Head groups, like I talked to you about the other night with Tatiana Krasny, I called them that, the Skull and Bones. So, you're going to see that this thing doesn't get any better. And what you're going to have to probably see is somebody like Texas or Florida, maybe South Dakota, maybe, I don't know, maybe they got to get up their people to force out the feds, all right, and to keep the federal troops. The NORTHCOM, old Herr Hinkle-Micah Mukahaka, Hinkle-Meyer, Heckle-Becca, Huck-a-Jammer, Heck-and-Jammer, whatever his name is, he's going to talk, and all his troopers are bad-mouthing on the Facebook and on the Instagram how they're going to lock down American citizens, and if they give them any crap, they're just going to put two in the head. They've got the guns. Well, let me tell you something. There's 200 million firearms in this country. We ain't like Australia. We ain't going to be locked down without a penalty. You know what I'm saying? Because I will tell you what. The first law of this nation was the Declaration of Independence. That whatever any form of government becomes destructive. Let me start over. To secure these rights, government are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. We don't consent that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them that shall most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Now, let me talk again right now, just for a second here, because I'm going to go back to Luke 21 and tie it in, and then I'm going to talk about the docs and all the people real quick, and others. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. His name is Jesus, by the way. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. Now, how can that be? And some of you they shall cause to be put to death. But, verse 18, Luke 21, there shall not a hair of your head perish? Well, how can that be? The Lord tells you in verse 19, in your patience possess ye your souls. Okay? Now, let me tell you. I've talked to you about having your own general store, or to be your own supply sergeant, okay? And to start to stock up. I talked to one young guy the other day. So I got a lot of ammo. I said, how much food you got? Well, I got about 2 weeks. I said, man, I said, I could, you know, you need to think about getting a 6 months or a year, 2 years, whatever. Well, how do I do that? I said, get the canned goods. Well, they got dates on them. So the date is the date on top. When I talked to years ago to Alan Canning, to a corporate representative of Alan Canning, which makes a lot of restaurant quality canned goods. They have a high quality vegetables and stuff that they put in them. I said, what are those dates? Those dates are where we can guarantee 100% of what's listed on the label of the different factors for this vitamin, that vitamin, this mineral, you know, all of the different RDA requirements, all that kind of stuff. And said, after that, it's not bad as long as the can isn't dented or puffed out or got a hole in it, or, you know, when you open it, it's got white, spider webs on it or something. Well, then you don't eat it. But I'm just trying to say that the canned goods, the food value goes down a little bit, but it doesn't disappear. Like they say in Louisiana, Sherry, oh, we just throw that up in the gumbo pot, you know? You know, go down to Tante Flo, she got the big pot. You know, we got a little bit of the raccoon, the possum, the squirrel. We take the boids, we get the good fish. Put the crab in there and all the stuff, and the crawdad is the crawfish. We put them in there and let them all come up. We got the good roux. We throw in the corn and this and that and the other. Stir it around, Sherry, in the gumbo. Then we put it on the dirty rice, and you zap some hot sauce on it. And you got you a ration. You got you a good meal. A meal you can fight. Now, all of these things are interesting, but on the supply sergeant, on the your house, you got to be as much of a general store as possible. You know, batteries, extra socks, extra underwear, food, canned goods, long-term storage food, ammunition, knives, machete, axe, you know, shovel, all the different things that you would need from a general store, you see. You might also put some denim fabric up in there, some chambray, and or maybe some plaid or some camouflage color, and then whoever is real good and has them got them a pedal sewing machine or is using a solar type array to charge a battery that will run their good sewing machine, that's a job for the future right there. If you get patterns for men and women and children and you stock patterns back, ladies, if you're an excellent seamstress or gentleman, doesn't make any difference. Some of the best sewing guys I've ever seen were in the garment district. Old Jewish men, you know, from the old days could sew up a store. But anyway, that's an idea. Now, for the doctors and the nurse practitioners, the RNs, the LPN, whatever it is, whatever your medical thing is, you may lose your job or you're going to lose your life if you start taking the pegylated lipids in and they start to kill you with it. And that ain't the only thing in it. That ain't the only thing that's in it. There's other stuff, you know, squalene and all kind of things, you know, all kind of metals and all kind of stuff. So, what you need to do while you still can is that, you know, you can get access, particularly doctors, could have a home dispensary, you see. And they could order, they could find out a way of doing it. You don't go down to your hospital supply and order from them and you're going to take it home. No, you find out a way saying, hey, I have a country home, you see, or a fish camp, or you don't say fish camp, you say a rural home or a country home. And I have a dispensary there. I have a small practice in the rural area as well that I work with the local people. And I need to get, I'd like to get some, you know, amoxicillin, some ciprofloxacin. I'd like to get some doxycycline. I'd like to get, you know, some basic blood pressure medicines. I'd like to get some of this, some of that. I would like to get a whole lot of it, you know, bandages and blood clot stuff and small surgery and eye things and, you know, eye wash, all the stuff that you could ever think of what could happen in a basic bite or something out in a rural setting or in the woods or whatever, that you could then, you know, it's like the old story goes, you build it, they'll come. That's like the, you know, the field in Iowa, you know, Field of Dreams. Well, if you build the black market for medicine, they will come. And you can trade cash as long as it's good, because it ain't going to be that good after a while if you don't have their, you know, card, Mark of the Beast card, and your Vax card, and all of this card, and your death card. Then you might have some silver, ounce of silver. You might have some gold. You might have cash. You might have chickens. You might have eggs. You might be able to harvest, you know, a deer or catch some fish and trade that for medical treatment. And I would suggest people that they start to think that way, and that however it is they accomplish it. I leave that up to you, doctors. You're smart. Dennis, you're smart. I'm going to tell you, there ain't nothing worse. You got a bad toothache, and if you got to get a dentist that can still pull a tooth, all right, and who might even be able to make a little bit of a denture or something like that, or glue a cap on the front. Anybody who's got a skill has been around, you know, a lot of number of years, and there's some real good ones out there. There's several good ones that I correspond with every now and then. They'll get in touch with me and say howdy. But I'm going to tell you, you're sitting out there, oh, I don't know, let's say you're in the Ozarks, or you're in Maine where the Maine Maniacs are, or you're in the Smokies or the Blue Ridge or the Rockies or wherever you got it going to be, or the Sierra Madre, you know, or the Tetons or wherever it is you're at. If you're just in old Kentucky or in southern Indiana, you might need to get yourself a little something going, you see. And there's going to be people that have needs for dental stuff, but they will not be able to go in to the dentist because a lot of the dentists are gone. And if you don't have the backs, they're not going to give you the treatment or the drugs. Now, I've got a little something to say. I heard from a veteran. And this veteran, you know, certain veterans, they make them talk to social workers on the Zoom, you know, and that kind of stuff. Well, some of the best, you know, veterans are getting these calls from social workers, some of them in the last few days, apparently, saying, you know, we're going to, in January, we're going to evaluate your case. This is a social worker saying, we're going to evaluate your case to see if you're costing us too much money to a veteran who is best of the best. Social worker says, we're going to investigate you in January to see if you're costing too much money. And if you are, then we're going to make you go to make you go into a nursing home. They put you in the nursing home, then they got control over you. They got a VA certified nursing home. I saw an admiral, a Navy SEAL who was an admiral when he got out, who was in the hottest stuff and the highest level stuff, you know. And they controlled all of his finances. They controlled everything. And I met that guy, and he wanted to buy a house and move out of that place. And he wrote an offer on a house. I was in real estate years ago. And his credit was good. He had plenty of money in the bank. He was a millionaire. But they would not disperse any funds because it was controlled through the pentagram. And so he had to go back to his nursing home, quote unquote, his living quarters, and do what they tell him to do. They would not allow him to buy that house. And all he wanted to do was just get out of town and get a little small place in the country. So anyway, what I'm hearing is that they're going to be reviewing all of the VA people, particularly if you kept alive, if you died quick, you were in good shape. They love you, you see. Then they can give your health care to the Afghanistanis, not the ones that deserve it, but the young men they brought over that are going to be probably trained to take your guns, along with the Red Chinese and the Spetsnaz who are already in the United States that since, you know, Joker Ted Obama did when he hired several battalions of them. This thing is way far down the line. The people in D.C., your Congress people, your senators, they don't know. If they know diddly squat, and there's a lot of them who don't. Let me tell you something. I've known several different Congress people and high-level ones even, ranking members, and this one and that one and the other one. And I've known certain ones. And some know, others don't. They could say, well, maybe you're right, but this is not the regular thing. I'm just going to do this. But the fact of the matter is that these people ain't going to do jack squat because almost all of them, except for a handful, have the CIA and the NSA and the DIA and the FBI and the EIEIO. It's got so much blackmail on them for usually either campaign finance, okay? They take a little briefcase full of money somewhere, you know, or something like that, or whatever it is. Or they have a, you know, 6-foot-tall redhead with the long legs, and she is their secretary, or whatever it is. You see. Or they have a bang-bang, you know, bang-bang from Red Chinese Spy Woman. And that idiot from California. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. Lord Jesus, tonight I've got some names. I've got some names to alert you to, Lord. Lord, if you will go right now, and this is in the same household, to Trey and to Jarhead. And Lord Jesus, will you go and will you touch them? There is COVID in their situation, both of them. Lord Jesus, if you will go and if you will touch them and if you will give them medical miracles right now, Lord Jesus, right now to Trey and Jarhead. And Lord, will you restore them back to health and full abilities and function? And oh Lord, will you go into Georgia to Anita? And Lord Jesus, will you touch her and will you provide her with a medical miracle tonight? And my old buddy Bob. Bob is tough as nails and he's up on an old hillside. Up there on the old, I'm not going to name the road, but an old hillside where they overlooked and looked down on paradise and all around them it burnt, but the Lord preserved him on the hillside. Lord Jesus, will you touch Bob right now and will you give him a medical miracle? Will you remove the Lyme disease? Will you take care of that, Lord, and restore him back to health? And Mina, Lord Jesus, will you touch our friend Mina and will you touch her and provide her with a medical miracle? She's the one, Lord, you know her because she fought off, she called on you when she was fighting off the meth head who jumped inside her car at the gas station. And you sent the three wise men. You sent the white, old, retired prison guard. You sent the young black man and an Hispanic man, and they grabbed that sucker out of the car and thumped him and sat on top of him till the police came. Lord Jesus, give her a medical miracle. And oh, I tell you, the old Mars Hill gang, Lord Jesus, we got a leader of the Mars Hill gang. Will you then give him a medical miracle, Lord, and will you restore him back to full function? And I'm going to put this out there to be an E of B. Lord Jesus, will you give them medical miracles? And Lord, will you also go down to the Lapua family? And Lord Jesus, will you then go into the Lapua family? Will you touch them all and give them medical miracles and restore to them full function? And Lord, in your name, Lord Jesus, I pray. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do, anything is most needed and wanted. Federal Reserve notes. An ounce of silver, silver dime, silver quarter, 1/10 ounce of gold, an ounce of gold, whatever it might be. That's the easiest. The metals or the Federal Reserve notes are easiest. Take a check. Make it out to Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. And thank you to all those that do send a little something. And let me tell you, it's not as much as you might anticipate or you might think. Because I'm here and I've kept in being here for over 17 years by the grace of Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven and all those listeners who have been brought to the show. And I thank Lord, I thank Brother Steve Quayle for bringing me on. And folks, if you want to go to stevequayle.com or call him at 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. Call Brother Steve Quayle and you'll either get Steve or his son Tyler maybe, or maybe you'll get a very capable, tough guy named his manager named Daryl. Tell him old Hawk sent you. And I'm going to tell you what, they've got silver, gold on the hook. They can get it to you quick. If you got $1,000 worth, buy it, do that. If not, they will tell you, go ahead and get your food squared away first. But they also have excellent quality night vision, radiation detectors. They got all kind of stuff you can do if you just talk to them. But no matter what you do, get their books that Brother Quayle has put out over the years. Get those books, because that is what's going to be able to tell your children and your grandchildren about how we got where we are, and also to give them some kind of a background on it. And you also, Steve's thing about the droughts, the mega drought, and the movie, the video on that, or the, you know, the extinction protocols, any of those that he's got, take advantage of them while you can. But get the books. If the computers go down, or if you get a zap of the EMP or whatever, then you've got hardcover, you know, you got nice thick books. Empire Beneath the Ice, Premise of the Promise, all the different books that Brother Quayle said, the Giants books. Okay, anyway, you tell them Old Hawk sent you. And I'll tell you, the Nunamakers are wonderful people who have had the Bible outreach and ministries as missionaries in the Indochina, the tribes in Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, Thailand, Myanmar, and the Shan states of China. They've been putting those Bibles, songbooks, in the native languages throughout all of those regions. And I'm going to tell you what, well, the Nunamakers have had to leave and get out of France, because France is just locked down bad and is in bad trouble. They're coming back to the United States, where they're going to continue still with their ministry and their missionary work, because they've been in the Indochina and they've been in the Asia for, oh, I think 50 years approximately. So they have the contacts, but you cannot go over there. You can't fly over there. They won't let you in, like Vietnam or in Laos. They won't let you in, you know, because they're locked down to a great degree. So anyway, if you want to help them and still help the cause, you can do that. Let me get the address for it here. And I think you can still send this to Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, M-Y-E-R, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And then make a notation, Indochina Bible Project, or Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Nunamaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may the Lord protect you, and may the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold and bless you. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I don't see the political solutions for what are spiritual problems, you see, but our problems where people have turned away from our Father in heaven and have turned away from Lord Jesus. And I tell you, when you have all of the 208,000 illegal migrants or aliens coming in just in August across the southern border, you've got hundreds of thousands of the Afghanis that are now coming in. They're not. Here's another question. If the vaccines are so good, how come you're not giving them to the border people coming across southern border? Not doing it. How come you're not giving them to the Afghanis that are coming over on the plains? Well, you know what they are giving to the Afghanis, according to State Department and the Pentagram documents about all these camps and all of this? Guess what they're doing? They're giving the Afghanis ivermectin. Oh, ivermectin, the horse. Oh, it doesn't work, and blah, 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 blah. It'll kill you because it's for horses. They're giving that to the Afghanis because hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, I would say by now, millions of people in India have been treated successfully and got rid of, apparently, or have helped them to mitigate the COVID-19 in India with ivermectin in the proper dosages, all right? You don't take the amount that's for a horse. You take it by your body weight, or you take a certain number of grams. It also, in many places, is taken what they call prophylactically. That means preventatively. And there's a lot of different things out there that, you know, could harm you. But ivermectin actually is not one of those. It's been given millions of doses worldwide. So if you took it once, time, you know, a week, and then, you know, if you had it and then took it in, say, another couple weeks and took another little small dose, then if that was the thing, people are taking that over in those countries in Africa, South America, India, taking it prophylactically, taking it preventatively. Well, I don't know. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? Or you got Dr. Tyson out there in California, the guy that was on the Sean Hannity radio program. And Dr. Tyson has used treatments for the COVID. He's used treatments. He's had over 6,200 patients and no deaths, as far as I know. Some are longer term and sicker. Some are at the beginning of the stages. And he's used hydroxychloroquine, the Z-Pak, zinc, D3. He's used ivermectin, you know. And he's used also some of the monoclonal antibodies. But he does use the ivermectin and the hydroxychloroquine and the other items. Dr. Tyson, he's from California. Forget the exact name of the town. You can get the frontline doctors. You can talk to them. And I'm going to tell you, like I said earlier, the videos are very good for you to understand it. But see if you can boil it down or put some key points on a sheet of paper that are bullet points, you know, like CEO of Pfizer, Bourla, and his top executive staff, none of them have taken their own vaccine. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Pay attention to the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready, but mighty men and women of valor, while you can, use your high technology to strike blows to the enemies of Lord Jesus and America. Mickey LaPua, Mickey, you're the best of buddy Jesus. It's glad. Well done, Gart. Pop, pop. That's it. Old road and track. L and all the Thai gang and the ninja. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. May He provide miracles in your life. May He raise you up strong and smart. Keep up with your studies now. Keep up with your studies while you 9 pull ups. You ever see a kid 9 pull ups in a little ring? Yep. 8.